procure my own meat, smoke my own bacon.
You butcher?
I do all my own butchering. I get my brother to help me when I got big hogs. I got big hogs out there now.
Yeah.
16 head of them. And I'll keep those. And I'll just feed them.
That's great. Because, you know, I don't know. I've talked to a lot of farmers recently. Yeah.
Let me.
Go ahead. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to back up just a little bit. Years ago, I won't never forget, one of the gentlemen still living, Mr. George out of Toro, his brother Wiley. They were good friends of ours, and they had got a hold of a blue horse from one of my uncles.
A blue horse?
A blue horse. And they had no one ever been able to ride him except my uncle's son. And he rode him about 12 miles after working him all day. But the blue horse ended up, during that 12 miles, while he kicked the soles and heels off of my nephew's shoes for trying to throw him. He pitched what they call a fence rope. When he started pitching, why it was a pitching a fence rope, which they call the old rail fence, a zigzag motion.
Yeah.
The Woolly Boys bought the horse, the blue horse, and they worked him in the river field all day that particular day. So that afternoon, well, they decided that they'd ride old Blue. So Mr. George asked his brother Wiley, said, which one gonna ride old Blue first? And George says, it don't make no difference. Wiley, he said, I'll just ride him first. So when he did, George got on the horse. Well, he started bucking and pitching the fence rope. So Wiley hollered to George. They had an old well there that they wasn't in use anymore. It was about 12, 15 feet deep. So Wiley hollered at George, said, look out, said, old Blue's headed for that old well. And when he did, George said, that's all right, said, that's is where I want him. And sure enough, the old blue horse fell in the well. So when he fell in the well, George got off of the blue horse and crawled out. Why, naturally the horse fell in with his hind feet first and was in the well. And Wiley says, now what are we just going to do, George? He said, we're going to leave him in there till morning. And he says, when morning comes, says, we'll dig him out. So they left him in the well overnight. And the next morning they went down and started about 10 or 12 feet out from the well and dug a trench down to where the blue horse could walk out of the well.
No kidding.
And Mr. George still lives. In fact, Dennis, I talked with him about a week or 10 days ago. He's getting feeble, but he is still living.
Did you used to raise, I bet folks had trouble breaking horses. Did you raise breaking your own? Or
yes, sir. We raised our own horses and mules and broke them.
Yeah.
I'll tell another incident. My brother, he's living out of Toro at the present, but my father had a young mare, and she brought a baby colt, and the colt had got up about 6 or 8, 10 months old. And they came up from out on the open range, and my daddy put them in the lot to give them salt and let them know where home was. So my brother, Dinky, he goes out there and started playing with the pony, the little baby colt, and decided to put a rope on him. And my daddy told him, said, son, don't put the rope on that horse. Said, you can't hold that horse. My brother was young. He said, don't put that rope on that horse. Says, you can't hold him. He said, yeah, I can hold him. Well, my brother went ahead and put the rope on the horse. And when he did, it scared the little colt. The little colt began to run. And when he got to the lot,